blew on Calvary. That same sweet wind that blew across a manger in Bethlehem. Unless that wind blows away the confusion, then the end is only a few seasons. My first message is to America the beautiful. My second message is for America not so beautiful. To you humble, hard-fighting Americans who have truly to battle stains, stars, and stripes around the world. Defending the weak in the war, shedding so much blood. Blood tinted with the blood of the Lamb, from whom all your spiritual life was given. I say to you on this day, know ye too that you must keep a diligent eye on the world, but also keep an eye on the homeland. God has blessed you, America the beautiful. But do keep an eye on those Americans not so beautiful who have flipped the two-headed coin and have lost the toss. That those not so beautiful Americans have come to a fork in the road. That road that leads to paradise, and they have thrown up a roadblock. A roadblock for the weak and the worn. A roadblock to the little flock, holding two flags. One the battle-torn stars and stripes, and the other one the flag of Yahweh, that forever unfurls across the kingdom of God. Marching on will lead you to domination of a world that will hate you and rejoice as they did on 9/11. But that domination will come at a price too costly to pay. Those of you who listen and hear, break your stride, abandon your quest, come back to the fork in the road and join the real Americans who have the ultimate warrior on our side.
As the sweet wind blows across the mountain, as when the sweet wind blows across the
sea, one day far into the distant horizon, you shall see a man upon a great fiery steed. That man will join our ranks as our leader. No need to know what sweet wind blowing as he passes by. King of kings is his name. Lord of Lords is his
face.
That if you have not felt the burning pain dealt out by his swift flaming sword, get out of God's country before it's too late. Let not thyself be a follower of the non-American, but be a follower of the true American dream. And I have that same dream, that on this day my Americans shall be purged of all that is evil, filled with the spirit of praise and forgiveness. Praising him that forgave the world so that it could be saved. I say to all who call themselves white, black, Indian, Chinese, that today I give a new name to the beautiful Americans, whom all claim our Father on high as their Father. And that name is Beautiful Americans, whose Father is I Am. We shall always be faithful forever. Amen.
When the sweet wind blows across the mountain, oh, when the sweet wind blows across the sea,
Smooth Tone Singers.